There, the svar is the lek is shem oshem alimai. There's no way that a korban oshem could be brought to teras in the keiva. Therefore, since it's not chal at all, it's not much like damin. Avo gai be nekeiva liyerlo. When you set aside your nekeiva for korban erlo, we always say in the svara the ikas shem oil alimai. There is a tzat that said on the mother is chal shem oil, because we find by birds a korban erlo by nekeiva. Says so maybe afilu Rav Shimon Moida. Even Rav Shimon would agree that if you mount for shem nekeiva for korban erlo, it's like a chalik duches a guf on the erlo. And if so, then with shver here, Hagdusir Mishua holds like that. So how could you sell this nekeiva now for shlomim? It has a duches oiler on it. Can be bought for shlomim. Yeah, beyond another question is, Hashemin le Rav Shimon. We hear clearly Rav Shimon holds that lealos leyaseh tamura, that if you set aside a nekeiva for korban erlo, he holds that it does make tamura. So you see clearly, it is chalak duches aguf on the yoyla. So how could you say Rabbi Shua holds like that, like Rabbi Shimon? So what's the nechlami? Omalei Bishua Shua says like this. Omalei, he answered back that Rabbi Shua sobalok yidach, tono alivad Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shua holds not like that, but the other Tana learns from Rabbi Shimon. The Tana learned like this, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda oimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that this other Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, says over the name of Rabbi Shimon, that after the Allah say no, it's tomorrow now, even when you mount for shenekeva for a korban oilo, lemaisa, since in the cave is not fit to be brought to be makriv, you can't bring in the cave for korban. Since it can't be brought for korban, senechanami, Allah riz, it's not chalak vishas aguf at all, and therefore does not make tamura. So Bishuv holds like that. Therefore, Bishuv holds that when you makfish this nekeva, lemaisa, right now it's not chalak vishas oilo on it, because it's not fit to be brought for oilo. So therefore, the din is sell it, and for shlomim, and then the money you get for that you bring in korban oilo. So the Chalmi of Shimon Taka does not hold like our Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yeshua does not hold like a Shimon. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Tmuras Oshom? Let's say you have a Korban Oshom, and you made a Tmura. When the Tmura was a Zoch and a Kev, it doesn't make enough Kamina. But that's a local Moshe Mesinai, that by an Oshom, that it has to be Tiro, it can't be brought for Korban. Whatever by a Chat, this is Lamisa, by an Oshom, you have to let it pasture until it becomes a Balmum and sell it. So that's one of the lochas of a tamura oshem. Then vlad tamura. Let's say the tamura was in the cave and it gave birth. The same thing, that the vlad cannot be brought for korbin, but it's yiro. Wait till it comes about moment and sell it. Vlad vladen atzor kolor. Now how far down it goes will be the same halacha. Is yiro actually stuff? You have to sell them with the money by give it to the nedavus. It says v'yimachru and sell it. When it comes about mum, the yipul double the nadavah, you give the money from the nadavah. We'll soon see what the nadavah means, whether it's a korban tzibur or korban yochid. They give the money from the nadavahs. We have the shayfer of the nadavahs. We have Lezer line there, yimaisu. That's from Lezer sheet that holds. No, he holds an ostrom, it's just like a chattis. Just like by a chattis, these are the five halachas. It's misa, a tumur, or a vlad. He holds ostrom also as yimaisu, you have to let it die. For we have Eliezer way mino, yavi b'dumeh oilis. That the same halacha like Tanakama, just the money does not go to Nidvas Tziva, we'll soon see, but you can bring a korban oilo from it directly. With the money, you bring a korban oilo. What's going to be Osham Shemesu Bolov, the korban Osham, that the owner died? Or else for Shechipru Bolov, let's say they lost the first one, they brought a second one, then they found the first one. So again, by Chatis Islami Sazla, there also is Yeror Chistova, wait till it pastures in the fields, there comes a Bamum, and then Yimarch Hussel, Yipul Dom of the Dava. Rav Lezer, again, you might still know. It's the same look like a chattis. Rav Lezer, I'm a yopi with the me'oidah, we'll soon see a korban yochid. For the more of Aloy, af nadova, it's Mishnah, it's Kashem, the more is Mishnah, Aloy, af nadova, oila, he. Is so, ma ben divu Rabbi Eliezer, the divu chamin. The Tanakam also says with the money, give her from the dova, and he says, bring her from oila, it's the same thing. Elo, bezman, she, bo oila, means to say, Rav Lezer, it's a korban yochid. You bring it for your own oil if you want. And therefore the din is the owner is soymech oleh, he makes a smicha, puts his hand over it. Or maybe the nesachim, he has to bring the nesachim for it, the yayin and the mincha. For the sker mishlo, he has to pay for the nesachim. And the mohayi koin, let's say he was the koin that's bringing it. Avados of Yerushalayim, he has a right to walk into the base of Migdash and bring it whenever he wants, and the skin goes to himself. Even though it's not his mishmer, that's the loch, a koin can bring his own carbon whenever he wants. But it was a man, she nadova, according to the Tanakama, that this money you have to bring gift to the nadova means it's in carbon seabird means. If so, then a korban tzibah, there's no din smicha. You don't have to put your hands over it. There's no bailim. You don't have to bring the sachem for it. But in this kia mishal tzibah, rather the tzibah has to pay for it. And after a piece of crane, even though the crane is bringing it, giving them the dove right now, but still, since it's called the korban tzibah, avodos of yorim mishal anshe mishmar, that the kohanim in that mishmar, they have the right to bring it, and they keep the skin, not this private korban kohen. That's enough community to the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer. The din is that these five halachas by Noshim is you let it pass until it becomes a bomb mum and sell it. The shalut, what do you do with the money? Tanakam says you bring a korban tzibah from it on the dova for the tzibah, and the Eliezer knows it's in the dova, your private in the dova. Now the Moses is fricha. We need the two machlokes in the Mishnah, whether it's a tumuras oshim in the vlad, or whether it's meisa bailo and a scharfo bailo. You need both machlokes in fricha. The Ashmin and Oshom, who just said the case of an Oshom, Rashi says the second case is of Shekipru Baleho, where the owner had his kapor ready. And Mibahokom Rebeleza, the Rebeleza says, Yemoisu. Why? Mishom the Goza, Liacha Kapor, Atlaf Me Kapor. It makes it clear that Liacha Kapor, if you're going to tell me that you could use the first one for an Oilo, people think even before you shechted the second one, you could also change around and use the first one for an Adov, and that's not true. Before you shechted the second one, they're both an Oshem. So therefore, it's exeridic lacha, maybe says Misa. Ava gabi tmuras Oshem. When you make the tmura of a carbon Oshem, or else the vlad tmuras that gives birth, maybe Rav Lezer would agree, it's not la Misa Osla, but they would also agree that lacha is just Yiro at Yistoyvu. So if we need the machlekes in both cases to say, no, Rav Lezer, there's a real din that Oshem has the same lacha like a chatis, that's la Misa Osla. Now the Yashmin and Hoswood just heard over there, Bala Kamir Baravir Rabbanin say that it's not Lami Sazla. Because there they hold that there's no Xeris, and therefore it's only Yiro. Avagabi Yashmin by Nishapu Baleho, or Mesa Baila, Ain't the Mardula Rabbles, maybe the Rabbanin would agree there should be Xeris de Kalocha while we should let it die. Yisricha told no, the Rabbanin don't hold for that Xeris, and therefore in both cases they just let a pasture until it becomes a Bamum, then you can sell it. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avahua, Machloikas Diacha Kapora. He says the Machloikas in the Mishnah is only after they brought the second korban. In other words, you had an Oshem, and you lost it. And then you set aside a second one and brought it. You brought the second one. And now you find the first one. That's the Machloikas, what to do with the first one. You let it die, or do you sell it? Avul Afnei Kapora. But before you brought the second one, is Divriyak, everybody agrees, who asks my Yaakov Oshem? Everybody agrees that itself could be brought for Korban Oshem. That's what he wants to tell you. Everybody agrees it could be brought for Oshem. Omer Rav, Rav says back, no. I'll tell you, Shtei Tshuvas Bedover, there's two shells on this. Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. Chod, the one is, the Einodim Mischape Bedover Abob Yavera. The Maise, if it's a Tamura, so how could you say you could have your Kapora with the Tamura? What do you tell me? It's only Machlekes if you brought the first Korban Oshem. But if you didn't bring it yet, then you could even use the tumur, or actually you could use the vlad of the tumur, the chort means. I mean, the tumur here is in the cave, that can't be brought. But you mean the vlad of the tumur could be brought for your korban oshem. The question, how could that be? The vlad of the tumur can be avera. So how could you use an avera for your kapara? For yoid, hotoni Rabbi Chanina, the siur and brought a proof to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the yomid he holds, vlad rishon korav. Only the first vlad is korav, that's like the tumur itself, maybe. But Vlad Sheni ain't a korv. See, the Vlad of the Tumur is called the Vlad Sheni, for sure it's not brought for korban. So how could you say here now that this Vlad is brought for korban? So much changes around Enechanami. El around the Yitna, if you learn, this is what you should learn. Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Rav Avua. Machloikis is Kaidim Kaporo. The Machloikis is only Kaidim before you brought the korban, Oshem. Avul Yacha Kapor, once you brought the korban, Oshem, who Atzma Korv Oila. And everybody agrees, it could be brought for Korban Oila. When do we say it's Yiro? That's only before you brought the Korban Oshem. But once you bring the Korban Oshem, then the blood is brought for Oila. It's not brought for an Oshem, but brought for Oila. The Mer says, no, V'atoni Rabbi Chanina, this Yud Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, to say what? That the blood Sheni is never Korav. So how could you tell me now that the blood Sheni, this blood, is Korav for Oila? Kasha, that's not a kasha. Before it's mashma that every vlad sheni is not korav for korban. And now you're telling me now the tumur is considered, Rashi says, like the Vlad Rishon, and the Vlad of the tumur is the Vlad Shiny. So how could you say it's curved? It's little Bakasha. Maybe you could answer, it's not really called Vlad Vlad, but it's more about Bakasha. Boy Minei Rabbi Avin Bachim Merav Avin Barkana. What's going to be Hifrish Nekabel Yoshim? Somebody sets aside in the cable for an Oshim. So again, it's not Chal the Kedusha, it's limit the Mishnah. So Beno, Mao Shi Yaakov Loy, let's say it gives birth now. Can that then be brought for Kram Neulu or not? So we're going to have a tip to bring a proof from Rabbi Yosef Mechanina. The Yom, he says like this, Moed Reb Lezer, that he says Moed, everybody agrees, yeah. One second, all right. Yeah. So what's the Gemara say here? That the Tish, Moed Reb Lezer, yes, Moed Tish, Shalem, Moed Reb Yosef Mechanina, the Yom, are Moed Reb Lezer, that what? So Rashi says, the Yom Eliel, that he said, that Moed Reb Lezer, the Shamini Menei, the time of the Reb Lezer, got be Vlad, Mafresh, Nekev, Lierlo. There we hear, what's the reason why he says, we are Mafresh, Nekev, for Nerlo, why is the Vlad, Korah, for Korbin? Meshum Diki, Shem, Oed, Alima, only because on the mother was called the Shem, Oilo. Avul Hochot, Leke, Shem, Oed, Alima, here you Mafresh, Nekev, for an Oshem, there's no Shem, Nekev, altogether for an Oshem. So Vada, the Vlad, should not be Korah. So what's Yisharel, Samora says, Le, Shmule, did not hear me, didn't hold like that. So my what's the locha? Again, we amount for shnekevul yoshem, and then it gives birth. Could the zocha be brought for oil or not? Omleis said back, yes, but not korb oil. The vlog could be brought for korb oil. It was, hi, my, why? I've come to korb oil, and to me, I've blessed, and he said, elema for shnekevul oil. If you set aside on the cable for korb oil, yik is shem ol alimoy, I call upon him as chal, shem oil on the mother, like we said, because it's fit for, by oifois, you have it. Ava gabi oshem, the leki shem ol alima, if you're mafresh in the cave for an oshem, there's no way it should have a shem oiler on it. There's no way it has a shem kedusha on it. There's no the cave for korban oshem. So afilu Rav Lezer Maida, then when it gives birth to a vlad, about you not korban for korban. So what's he trying to say here? That when this nekeva that you set aside for an oshem gives birth and brought for an oiler, why? Well, Melissa said that yes, my reasoning is like this. That time with Rav Lezer, the reason why Rav Lezer says that the vlad of an Ikevus Oila is Korban Oila, is the reason is not because was Chal the Shem Oila the mother, but rather he learned Shan Rav Lezer is Lav Mishum the Shem Oila Limoy, not because there was a Shem Oila on the mother, Al the Oila Soif, El Rather Mishum the Chazel Akrob, or the Svar is anything that's born and fit to be Korah for Korban, it has a Gdush Saguf, again like Midu the Nachti Gdush Zamim, is Gdush Nachti Gdush Saguf. And therefore, behind Nam here also, Chozir like Rova, when your mafresh is the cable for an Oshem, even though the mother is not fit to be brought, but now that it gives birth to a Zochor, it's fit to be brought for an Oilo. So Nechmami, this Vlad is brought for an Oilo. That's the way he yells. Eisfah the Kashrin, this is Azna Mishnah, Vlodon, Uvlod, Vlodon, Asaf, Koloilon, Yovi, Bidimeyam Oilo, when you have this Tumuras Oshem, and it gives birth, no matter how many children down the line, you have to sell them all with the money, bring a korban oilah. So, the kids, but the name in with its money, yes.